Hare Krishna. Just an hour away from heading off to Bucharest. Yesterday we drove out to Tihan, which is two-thirds of the way to New Rajadam, and back. There was a Hungarian religious leaders conference, well attended by quite a few, many people that I knew. Got there around 12:30 and stayed till 4. Part of the conference was about religion's connection with the environment, which was a very relevant theme. And there were a couple of very good takeaways I had from that, which making me think. I just pausing there because the world environment, global environment conference is taking place in Bonn, I think so, in Bonn in November. And I've never been there. I've always wanted to go. It conflicts with the marathon this year. It would conflict with my being in Mayapur, but just maybe worth coming back for that just to participate. But anyway, one very sort of amazing thing never ceases to amaze me, the workings of the material energy, is that in the introductory and welcoming speeches from Catholic, Protestant, Jewish faiths, not Muslims, not us. Words were said about how important it is for us to live in harmony with our environment, to protect our environment because it's being destroyed. Everyone's recognizing that, that we're talking a lot, but what are we actually doing? One person made this nice example of how every part of God's creation is singing the glories of God. We should not interrupt their song. And yet these same people just prior to this were sitting there when I came in. Always my greatest test in interfaith meetings is the lunch period. And they were eating the dead bodies of so many poor animals whose ode to God, the responsible now for interrupting. And the meat industry, which in itself is the greatest polluter and destructor of the environment with all of its consequences. And they fail to recognize this and add two and two together, or even when it's brought to their attention, then it's an issue about diet, not actually an issue about following the laws of God, thou shalt not kill, and really doing something for the environment. Let's not just talk, but an action point that all religious leaders could take themselves. And since all of them are preaching to their congregation in the houses of worship, it could have a phenomenal impact globally on the environment. But are willing to forego the so-called traditional tastes that everyone's attached to. I didn't have the opportunity to speak that much, aside from some welcome and meeting individuals, because later on, when there would have been mixed opportunity to mix and speak, there was the program had sort of gotten prolonged by some phenomenally right-wing rhetoric against or about the ability of Islam or the Muslim believers being able to actually get a welcome, have residence in Europe at all. That was very far out discussions, which I can't can't elaborate on now because we got to get ready to go in exactly 50 minutes. More from Bucharest tomorrow. Hare Krishna.